On the line now is Sonia Holyad, who is the executive director with the Toronto Ukrainian Festival and the organizer extraordinaire. Vitaiu, Sonia.
Yakuyu, Paulette. How are you?
I am well, thank you. And how about you? You were telling me that you're pretty tired. We spoke earlier this morning, and you said you didn't get a whole lot of sleep last night. What's that about?
Well, every year there's the one night that you just go through the night. And that's the night that you have to make an enormous chart of every single rental that you need for the festival on an 8-block stretch. And it's like a gigantic jigsaw puzzle that you put together for the rental company. And last night was the night to do that. So I finished this morning.
Good for you. And you said in eight blocks?
The festival is now 8 blocks long. And in our 18th year, we started in a parking lot. And after a few years, we moved out onto Bloor Street, and we expanded. We are now 8 city blocks long.
That is absolutely amazing. Now, you sent me a map earlier today, and I had a look at this, and you have got a ton of stuff going on. Holy man, what a great, you need a clone just to take it all in.
I know, it's a big festival, which is why it's on for 3 days, and we encourage people to try and spend as much time as possible on site because not everything happens in the same way every day. So it really is a 3-day festival in terms of being able to enjoy new things every day.
Now, you start on Friday at 5 o'clock, correct?
We do.
Okay, and there's going to be a book launch, and I didn't realize that Victor Malarek had another book out.
Yes, he's published his first fiction, and it's based on an orphanage in Ukraine and some of the themes that he has written about in a nonfiction way and investigated in his career. And so he wanted to launch that within the festival, and so that is taking place on Friday evening.
Well, I look forward to getting a copy of that book. And then you've got the stage show at 7 o'clock, but you've got more than one stage show.
We have two stages now. We used to have a second stage that was something we called the Teach Me to Dance stage, and the Snod Dance Group used to give dance lessons, and we used to have children's activities. But last year, because there's so much amazing talent, and we can't accommodate it all on our main stage, we decided that we would expand the quality of the Runnymede stage, make it a professional but smaller stage, and give a home to some of the performers who are on our main stage, but others who are individual, sometimes solo artists, and they just don't have a backing group or something that stands up on a huge stage, but they're phenomenal on a smaller, more intimate stage. And so we now program the second stage nonstop, much the way we do our main stage.
Who is going to be performing? We've heard from Teak, and this is a new band that I only heard about through you recently, and I see some more familiar names on the lineup there.
Mm-hmm. Well, Teak is actually huge in Ukraine.
Right.
They're from Vinnytsia.
Okay.
We have, of course, lots of excitement and buzz around the fact that Shumka is coming in from Edmonton. People are really excited about that. And we have the Gerdan band from Washington. We have Chim band from New York. Zvuk from Montreal. And, of course, our perennial Vasil Popadyuk, who does a phenomenal show on the Friday evening. And he's being joined this year by another band from Ukraine called Rock H. So those are our from away groups. Suzeria, also from Calgary, is coming in. And then we have just a wealth of talent from the local area of Toronto and surrounding areas here in Ontario. So our challenge is to try to find space for people, and it's heartbreaking to have to turn people down, but we could program 3 stages easily throughout the weekend.
Yeah, the only downside to that, of course, is that you can't be at 2 concerts, 3
exactly.
concerts at one time, and that's, you know, I'm looking so forward to coming out, Sonia. I'm just so excited. This will be my first time to the Ukrainian Festival in Toronto, and I'm just beside myself because I won't be able to take it all in. I'm a little bit greedy that way.
It's a great event. We're looking forward to seeing you here in Toronto, too. It'll be nice to have you.
Yeah, now there's going to be other stuff going on, too. You've got, like, stuff for families, or lots of food, Ukrainian food, of course.
There's the usual, obviously, delicious food. We have a midway for children. We have vendors with all kinds of crafts. We have an art exhibit. We have a film festival.
Oh.
The Ukrainian Museum of Canada Ontario branch is doing a beautiful Ukraine pavilion again this year, and they're focusing this year on the central Dnipro region in honor of what is going on in Ukraine. And then I think one of our showpieces this year is something that we're all really looking forward to, and that is our Journey Through Maidan exhibit. And that is being put on by the festival in conjunction with the Ukrainian-Canadian Congress and the Euromaidan Committee. And they are just working away, doing a phenomenal job on what is really going to be a recreation of the Maidan. So it's
wow.
going to take up a good chunk of a city block here in Toronto, and
right.
they're going to have the barricades, they're going to have the oil drums, they're going to have a medical tent set up. There's going to be a wall of poppies in honor of the fallen. There will be the blue and yellow piano recreated.
Uh-huh.
The Yolka will be there.
What's the what?
And,
sorry?
And a children's area, a discussion area. I think it's just going to be incredible.
Sonia, what's the Yolka?
A Yolka, you might remember from photos of the Maidan, was the very large Christmas tree shaped metal structure.
Okay.
And it had posters all over it. And
all
I
right.
believe that it became a symbol of the Maidan because I believe that Yanukovych was giving a speech, as I'm told, and forgot the Ukrainian word for Yelenka and said Yolka. So that it's not a Ukrainian word, but it was adapted in sort of a sarcastic way
uh-huh.
to become a symbol of one of the symbols of the Maidan. And
Well, you also have the catapult. I recall that just stuck in my mind, the catapult. That was amazing.
The catapult was there. I don't know that we're going to have the catapult, but it's going to be a very emotional and, I think provocative exhibit recreation. And I think it's just something extremely important to do at this time because obviously what's going on in Ukraine is tragic and heartbreaking, and yet here we are hosting a festival, and a widely anticipated festival, but festivals by their nature are lighthearted, fun events. But they also serve, I think, two very important purposes, and one is to allow Ukrainians to celebrate our heritage, or in many cases to reconnect with it, because we get a lot of people coming in and saying, my grandmother was Ukrainian,
mm-hmm.
and it's just great to be part of this. But I think for me the most important thing about a festival of this size and quality is that it allows people from other cultures to get to know us. We have a widely diverse audience coming to our festival in terms of their heritage. And, at times like this, it's almost impossible to not be aware of Ukraine in the media, but
mm-hmm.
this is our chance to say, come on over and meet us and learn about our history and enjoy our fabulous dancing and get emotional about our music and, look at the intricate stitches on a sorochka and imagine the old lady or the young lady
mm-hmm.
embroidering that at night by candlelight. And it's our way of saying, come and learn about us and learn what we've been fighting for throughout our history. It's not just that it's a great time, but there is a huge acknowledgement about the reality of Ukraine now.
Well, and I think it's very valuable that, to be doing that. Yes, a festival is lighthearted. There's singing and there's dancing, but you need that because there's so much sadness right now surrounding a war, and you need that just as a mental break for everybody.
Exactly.
And I think also it's a good, I think if people in Ukraine know that there is a big celebration in Toronto, Canada, of all places, celebrating Ukrainian culture, that's got to be a big boost to the people out there slogging it out and risking their lives and losing them.
I hope so. We have a very lively Facebook page for our festival, and we have a lot of followers from Ukraine, from around the world, who are not Ukrainian. It's always interesting to see who follows us, but
yeah.
certainly a lot of input from Ukrainians in Ukraine, and we have always been supportive in terms of our community work here as well, and I think they have often acknowledged that gratefully on our Facebook page.
Well, and anybody else can follow your Facebook page if somebody's looking for a great festival to go to, whether you are able to travel from the West Coast with me out to Toronto,
yes,
or if you're someplace closer by. By all means, follow the Toronto Ukrainian Festival Facebook page and keep up on what's going on and find out where to find them and get all the latest, right?
Exactly.
And where else can people look for you online?
We have a Twitter page, Twitter account, so that is TORUKR Festival.
Okay.
And we will be tweeting live throughout the weekend, which is something else new for us this year.
Fantastic. And now, if you're looking for the Toronto Ukrainian Festival, you're in Toronto, it'll be on Bloor Street.
It's on Bloor Street in what is known as Bloor West Village, and that is the emotional heart of the Ukrainian community here in Toronto. And if you're coming by TTC, which is certainly advised, it is either Runnymede or Jane Station will be right there. You'll be right at the door of the festival.
Awesome. Okay, well, I'm looking so forward to seeing you there. Hopefully some of our listeners as well, we can hook up. And it's just going to be a great time. So try get some sleep before then, Sonia. You're going to need it.
I will. Thank you.
Okay, thanks so much for joining us, and we'll see you soon.
Goodbye. Thank you.
Okay, bye-bye. And that was Sonia Holiad with the Toronto Ukrainian Festival, and that's coming up September 12th, 13th, and 14th in Toronto in the Bloor West Village.